We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story, a hit-and-run driver is being sought after leaving the scene of a crash in Anaheim that left an ambulance on its side and several people injured.
The Chevy Trax SUV struck the ambulance in eastbound lanes of the 91 freeway near Harbor Boulevard. It all happened around 4:15 Sunday morning. The Chevy caught fire and its driver took off on foot before first responders got on scene. The CHP is now trying to identify that driver. When asked if speed is believed to have played a role in the wreck, CHP officer Erin Winstead said,
"You know, quite often that is a factor.
But she couldn't say for certain in this case because the investigation is ongoing. According to the Orange County Fire Authority, all four people inside the ambulance, two paramedics, a care attendant, and the original patient, a young boy, were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, four LAPD officers are set to make full recoveries from some minor injuries they suffered when they crashed at the end of a chase in Pacoima. LAPD Officer Jeff Lee tells KNX these officers noticed a Mercedes SUV early this morning in the Tujunga area.
According to their patrol duties, they ran that license plate, and it actually came back as a stolen carjacking vehicle that took place in the Bay Area yesterday.
They tried to stop the SUV, but it took off. Well, the chase went through the 210 and the 118 freeways before the SUV got off the 118 at Glen Oaks Boulevard, and then the SUV flipped over and caused a crash involving two LAPD patrol vehicles when it quickly tried to get back onto the freeway. Two women who were inside that SUV suffered minor injuries, and they are now in custody. Los Angeles, of course, honoring those who have served our nation on this Veterans Day. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner. He's at the L.A. Coliseum.
The torch on the Coliseum is lit. It was a moment of great respect and reverence for all who have served. The Coliseum torch lit promptly at 11 o'clock sharp, marking the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month that marked the end of World War I back in 1918. This was the crowd reaction. As the flame went up on the torch, people cheered. It was a moment of great respect. And for many people, it was exactly what the Coliseum was built for.
It's a war memorial. The civic visionaries here in Los Angeles who fought for this Coliseum to be built dedicated it to the young men from Los Angeles who marched off to the fields of Europe in 1917 and 1918, many of whom never came home from the war to end all wars.
Lake County Supervisor Janice Hahn, the Coliseum was rededicated to all who served back in 1968. She hopes to make Veterans Day LA this inaugural a regular tradition. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And in Pacoima, there's a parade about to get underway to honor vets as well. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio is there.
Marching bands stand at the ready, as do veterans, some in uniforms, others not, and the sidewalks are becoming more crowded as the kickoff gets closer in about 5 minutes from now. Samuel Arenas has been here for 10 of the past celebrations. He says they're always special.
Well, Savannah has one of the highest veterans in the LA area, and it's a beautiful place to have it.
Arenas says that he has relatives that are in the military now currently serving, and he says every day that they serve is a day that America can be proud of them and can be grateful for the freedoms that their sacrifices have given. Reporting live in Pacoima, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thanks, Pete. The city of Fullerton and a local blogger are locked in a legal battle that's attracted national attention of Freedom of Information advocates. An Orange County judge issued a temporary restraining order against the blogger as the city alleges he hacked confidential personnel files. He published some of those documents, which centered on a police official who was being investigated. Now he's challenging the gag order. Advocates tell the OC Register there is no hacking because the documents were not password protected. Even though he has received the okay from a judge overseeing his case, San Diego area Congressman Duncan Hunter has canceled his plans for a trip to Europe ahead of his federal corruption trial that's set to begin in January. The Republican lawmaker and Marine veteran had said he wanted to be a part of a congressional delegation that will visit Belgium next month to help commemorate the start of World War II's famous Battle of the Bulge, but the San Diego Union-Tribune says he's now dropped out because of what he calls a scheduling conflict. Two horses have been euthanized after suffering injuries at Del Mar Racetrack. All the injuries due to broken legs, and another horse was hospitalized because of a leg injury. Del Mar's racing veterinarian Dr. Dana Stead says despite the deaths, he thinks they have the necessary safety protocols in place at the track.
I think after, you know, a year's time or give it a time period, we're going to be able to show that the protocols we're implementing are effective, and they will continue to be more effective over time.
Stead says they have been ranked the track as one of the safest tracks over this past year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.